A new temporary exhibition is opening at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art this weekend. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended a preview of the show yesterday, and she brings us this report.
A love of jazz is one of the things that informed Stuart Davis's art. So it's fitting that jazz music can be heard throughout the gallery containing Crystal Bridges' new temporary exhibition, Stuart Davis in Full Swing. It's the first major exhibition in 20 years dedicated to Davis, a key figure in the development of American modern art. Crystal Bridges is the final venue for the show, which was co-organized by the National Gallery of Art and the Whitney Museum of American Art. Marky Conrads, Crystal Bridges' Director of Curatorial Affairs, says gallery guests may notice several of Davis's works are comprised of thick paint.
He was a very, you might call, craftsman-like painter. He planned his paintings very carefully, and at the root of them all is drawings. He was constantly drawing, and you'll see a selection. Here's a drawing right here. This gives you an idea of just how planned everything is. But at the same time, and this is where I think he takes a page from the jazz playbook, is that he will plan to the nth degree, but he allows room for mistakes and then to turn them into improvisations. And so you see that throughout his career.
The painter's career spans 5 decades, and 86 of his pieces are displayed in chronological order throughout the gallery. The exhibition incorporates 5 works from Crystal Bridges' permanent collection, including a 1912 self-portrait, which Harry Cooper, senior curator of modern art at the National Gallery of Art, says was not present at the exhibition's other 3 stops.
You know, I'm struck by that painting. I keep going back to it. It's a wonderful self-portrait image. Born in 1892 in Philly, his parents are artists and illustrators. He moves to New Jersey, but by age 16 or 17, he drops out of high school, goes to New York to study with Robert Henri, who is the really great avant-garde American painter and educator right of that time.
Curatorial Affairs Director Margie Conrads says Henri urged students to go out on the streets and paint real life.
And that's something that Davis takes to his core, and he kind of mixes it with a love of Walt Whitman's poetry. And so in an interesting way, I think of Davis as a street artist. Mm-hmm. The other thing that he gets from Henri is a manner of painting, which is to have your paint style be authentic as your subject matter.
Packaged tobacco is depicted in a pair of paintings, an example of Davis's interest in everyday life as subject matter. Harry Cooper with the National Gallery of Art says there's a real originality in these works.
I think if there's one sort of big takeaway for Davis, it's putting together this real interest in American scene and spirit with all of the experiment of European modernism, French art in particular, his heroes. Among them are Leger, Matisse, Miro. How do you bring that all together? I think we see a little bit of it here. We also see some things that he will stick with for the next half century: interest in packaging, products, commerce. It's pop art before there was pop art. To make this a subject is pretty radical at this time.
The rich, vibrant colors of Davis's paintings really pop against the gray gallery walls. Both curators agree the painter's career really thrived in the 1950s. A sitting area has been installed in this section of the exhibit, so guests can take time to observe works from this era. With an orange sectional, gold rug, a record player, and vintage magazines, the decor of the room embodies the decade. In the 1960s, Davis worked with a very restricted palette of black, white, red, green, and an orangish yellow. These colors are present in his final unfinished canvas, which is on display at the end of the exhibit. Marky Conrads says this was the painting on his easel when he passed away suddenly.
He leaves us with this, with us always wondering, where would he have gone next? He certainly would have found something that continued his practice of inventiveness and an extraordinary way at looking at American life.
Stuart Davis in Full Swing opens to the public tomorrow and is on view through January 1st. Admission is $8 for adults or $12 combined with Chihuly in the Forest. There is no cost for museum members and children 18 and younger. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.